Hi, welcome to the newest episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. This week we talk about Bad Bunny, the musical artist, wrestler, and actor. Carlina shares her passion for photography, and I unlock a core memory. Hope you guys enjoy.
Hello, this is another episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I am Brian Aldridge, stand-up comedian extraordinaire. How are you doing today, co-host Carlina?
I am doing great, fellow sir.
Today we are doing an ASMR episode of Family by... It's not an ASMR episode, we're just... finishing our dinner, and I had to make an excuse. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. Unlocked a core memory today.
Yeah?
Realized my mom paid an old man $8 to have me pull my pants down in front of him.
What?
Now, it was a physical, so I could play football.
Oh, okay. All right. You needed context.
But I remember this. Like, we went in, and... I don't know how they do it now. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's at the school.
Okay.
They bring a doctor in, and like they just knock everyone's physical out.
No, you have to go to the doctor for a physical. Okay. Yeah.
Because the last year of my high school, they brought in like 10 doctors.
Yeah.
And we just all got in line. You paid your whatever money, and everyone got their physical right there.
They offer that in more impoverished
schools. Okay.
That can't maybe afford to go to the doctor.
As I said it.
Or don't have health insurance.
One of the years I played football.
Okay.
You had to get a physical, and you had to just get a doctor's signature, basically,
okay,
saying
yeah.
that you won't die. This is the 90s.
The 90s.
1990s. The late 1900s.
It was 40 years ago?
That's
30 years ago?
Everybody knew Dr. Shroka on the north side of Hammond.
Okay.
No receptionist. You called and he answered and he said, hello?
That's so funny.
Like, yeah, man, I need a physical. Okay, what time can you come? Here. What time do you have open? I'm here now. No appointment. He had a cigar, a lit cigar.
Well
while
doing.
While he did the examination. He has the stethoscope.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using it to feel like... track the heartbeat or everything.
Yeah,
Here's the
yeah.
problem. Other okay. end of the stethoscope around his neck.
Mm.
Wearing it like a necklace. Mm. Trying to check a heartbeat. I'm like, Miss Dr. Shroka, I'm only 14 years old, but I know those got to be in your ears. You know what I mean?
I think, what if he heard it from his neck?
Heard it from his neck. And then he's like, all right, now here's the part you got to pull your pants down. And I'm like, to check for a hernia? And he's like, oh, yeah, check for a hernia. I'm like, do you know why the pants come down? Not anymore. No, not anymore. I'm 110 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't mind using him by his name, Dr. Shroka, because I'm sure he's dead.
Pretty sure.
Because I'm almost sure he was almost dead.
When, in the 1990s? Yeah.
So, unlocked a core memory today. That was good.
Yeah.
Later this month... May 25th through the 27th, I'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Grin's Comedy Club, one of the best comedy clubs in the country.
Best in the country.
And I'll be there, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Grand Rapids, it's pretty cool. You grew up in Michigan.
I did.
And at that particular comedy club, you get to go on a morning daytime show.
Mm-hmm.
And I... started that.
You did?
Yeah. My friend worked at the TV station.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, is there any way you could get me on the Friday I'm there to promote? And he goes, yeah. I can get you a segment. And then, so then they just, every time I came, I would go on.
Yeah.
And then they just made it a regular thing where the comedians go on.
You're making waves in the comedy world and they don't even know.
And, I bet no one even knows that the reason they go on TV is because of my connection with you.
Yeah.
So, the internet, that's working. And Al Gore invented the internet, obviously, in 1994.
Yeah.
Then he went on to make a documentary about how his private jet causes CO2 emissions. And then now people use it on TikTok.
In Florida, the bill passed that they are going to ban TikTok on government-issued phones.
All right. That is a start. Here's the one thing. For a free people.
Okay.
For the party of freedom.
Yes.
Y'all sure do like to ban a lot of stuff, don't
they
you?
They do. They do like to ban stuff.
Now, they ban some stuff like drag queens and abortions and...
You can't cancel stuff.
Mixed race marriages.
You can't cancel stuff on the right, right? You just have to boycott
it. Just boycott it. But yeah. Here's the deal. I'm a bit of a mob wife.
Okay.
I'm a longtime Chicagoan, so I don't know if I can vote Republican.
That's true.
By law.
By law.
Family by law with Brian Aldridge. I don't know if by law I'm allowed to.
I don't think you are.
And so, but like I'm a mob wife because I'm like, But the taxes, right? Like, the taxes are nice and low.
DeSantis, I don't know, man. Recently, I don't know.
I think Trump shook him.
Shook him?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, I think a couple months ago, he thought, hey, I'm going to be president.
Yeah.
And then Donald Trump was like, look, I'm going to give you a nickname.
Okay.
And I'm going to make people hate you. So how do you like that?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, man, you're pretty good at this.
Pretty good at this, man.
Trump had a court case against Bay, too.
He did? Yeah. How did it go?
Not in his favor.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That adds up.
But that'll be who we have. And I'm excited for that. Our breakdown with limited political knowledge, but we'll still break down the presidential race. That'll get exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Things should be heating up pretty soon.
With almost no reference, no degree, no anything.
Yeah.
I think that'll go amazing.
No deeply entrenched positions for which...
Yeah, just kind of vibes.
All right. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit of professional wrestling.
Okay.
A little bit of concert touring.
Okay.
A little bit of streaming music.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of album sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would encompass all of this?
I would have to say probably the one and only... Benito Martinez, also commonly known as Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, easily one of the top 10 touring Puerto Rican artists right now.
Easily.
Easily cracks the top 10. And today on the podcast, Mark Henry, the strongest man in the world.
Okay.
Wrestled for the WWE for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Fathered a hand.
Fathered a hand?
He fathered a hand, Mark Henry did.
Like a hand?
A hand.
What?
They did a storyline where his name, he was used to be the strongest man in the world.
Yeah.
And then they gave him sexual chocolate, Mark Henry. And he had a torrid love affair with an 85-year-old woman.
It's a weird storyline.
Got her pregnant.
Oh.
And she gave birth.
Oh.
To a hand.
A hand.
The 90s were wild.
Okay.
The 90s were wild. While I was pulling my pants down in front of Dr. Shroka... The WWE was given birth to hands.
I guess I just don't understand. Like, I'm thinking, like, Thing from the Adam Family. And he was an only child. Of course.
So he was Han Solo.
Oh, my God.
All
right. Did any of this actually happen?
Yes. All of it happened.
Single-handedly?
Single-handedly. They single-handedly ruined WWE. But he does have some credibility. Like, he's been a 20-year veteran. On a podcast today, he said, it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is close, but maybe not. That he said Bad Bunny's the best celebrity wrestler they've ever had. Now, since WrestleMania 1, celebrities have been a part of WrestleMania. You know, they just always have been. In the main event of WrestleMania 1, Mr. T.
Yes.
Was in the main event. So. Yes.
Now, was Booker T a wrestler first or famous first?
Booker T. Washington was an inventor.
No. Like, the... You know who I'm talking about.
Booker T. Yeah. He was famous for being a wrestler.
Okay, he was? Yes. I didn't know. That's what I was asking.
What's he famous for now?
I don't know. Being Booker T.?
Okay. Where do you see him outside of wrestling?
The Bad Bunny has a song about him called Booker T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it about Booker T. Washington?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I don't fully understand the lyrics.
Okay. Do they ever reference Five Time? Five Time, Five Time, Five Time, Five Time, Five Time?
I'm going to have to divert to our Spanish professional.
Cinco Timos?
Cinco Timos? No.
Is the song about... But, my favorite thing in the world would be if that song is about Booker T. Washington.
It's not. But it does... Booker T. is in it. And at the end, he says...
sucker!
Yes, he says, can you dig it, sucker?
Can you dig it, sucker?
Yes, and he's in the entire music video. Right. The whole song is about Bad Bunny being in his peak.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's... Mark Henry says he's the best celebrity. And I used to think it was Logan Paul.
We have recency bias. Yeah.
And then this past Saturday, Bad Bunny put on a match that should have been the last match of the night.
History was made.
Art. It was a good match.
Poetry on screen.
It was a good match, and it's hard to have a good match with no rules.
Yeah.
Because there's no stakes. You're like, all right, well, he can just drop a chair on his head, and then the match is over. Mm-hmm. But there was drama. There was fake finishes.
I loved it.
Now, the person he wrestled was Damian Priest in the main event.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years prior, they did a WrestleMania match together.
We saw it.
We were there. Yeah. Live, in person.
Live.
Saw Bad Bunny come in on a semi.
He did.
So the topic of today's podcast will be Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
And I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What year was his first major release? Like his first big time solo
song? I'm going to say 2016, 2017.
Okay, so he's been running for a little while.
Yeah.
It's not like he just came out of...
That's when he was very famous in Spanish speaking countries still. Okay. I would say 2017, 2018. Late 2018, early 2019 was when he became very popular in, like, the States.
Okay.
His first album was 2018.
Yeah.
But 2018 was his first solo album.
His first solo album, but he had singles before that were putting him, like, on tours and was very, very popular in Puerto Rico and, like, Spanish-speaking countries.
So when he comes to Orlando.
Yeah.
What size venue does he play?
The biggest one they have.
The biggest one they have.
And he sold it out
Disney
three
World.
Times.
Oh, he sold out the football arena?
It was the Camping World Stadium.
The Camping World Stadium, because Orlando doesn't have a football arena.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, they do for the University of Central Florida.
They were playing at that time, though. They were still in season.
But that's where they play.
It was 60,000.
60,000?
See, so
three times?
Yeah, he sold out 60,000 three times, and then he went on to do Miami, and sold out Miami three times.
Are there any Puerto Ricans in Miami?
One or two.
Okay.
Sold out Puerto Rico five times.
Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny selling 300,000 tickets in 2 weeks. I'm trying to sell out Dr. Grin's Comedy Club, five shows, May 25th through 27th. If even one of those shows has 60,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That building's in the I'm looking to get 300 maybe per ticket.
Yeah.
Or 300 per show. So 1,500 total. That wouldn't even be the third row of a Bad Bunny concert.
You know what's crazy? Well, since we're talking about concerts, this is kind of an off thing, but I know you'll know about it. Whenever I see concert tour dates, of course there's going to be like some random one. You know what's a weird one that I see a lot of very, very big celebrities sell out? Scottsdale, Arizona.
It makes sense. I bet that's Scottsdale is a Phoenix suburb, and uh-huh. I'm assuming they have a big concert arena. Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah,
is where a ton of people sell out. It's where the big music venue is in Chicago.
Mm.
Scottsdale is basically Phoenix.
Okay, that makes more sense because like Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Bad Bunny,
yeah,
Drake.
That's Phoenix.
Yeah, they're all going to Scottsdale. And I'm like, what is Scottsdale?
It's the same thing with Chicago. Rosemont is where people go for Chicago.
That makes sense.
It's a suburb of Phoenix. It's big.
That makes sense.
It's like
the sixth
biggest market.
Okay, Phoenix. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
One that, outside of Denver, though, there's an outdoor venue, Red Rocks.
Oh yeah, I've seen the comedy club thing.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's everything.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
music,
yeah,
comedy,
yeah.
Magic.
Yeah.
It's just to put on a show. It's a giant theater.
It's really pretty.
Yeah. I would assume, like, Taylor Swift can't do a concert there.
No.
And she needs 65,000 people.
Yeah.
She did 3 concerts here. We did a whole episode about it. She did a good job.
She, she did an amazing job.
So what is Bad Bunny's now? I would assume he got his start hopping on other people's tracks.
I would say it was kind of like that, but I also think that it was collaborations, but on his songs.
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask then. I was going to say, did he then evolve to where people are jumping on his songs?
Yes. And so, like, he was very famous in, like, Latin American countries. So people that wanted more Latin influence and more Latin listeners then went on Bad Bunny songs. Like, there's a song called M.I.A., which is a Bad Bunny song, but Drake features on, and became very popular in those countries for Drake and Bad Bunny for here. Or there's...
So in Canada, that's a Drake song.
Yes.
But in Miami and in Puerto Rico and in Tampa, that's a Bad Bunny song.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it is a Bad Bunny song.
Okay.
But yes, I know what you mean.
So here's what I think's amazing. Or no, never mind. There's airplanes. Airplanes exist.
Airplanes do exist.
Because I was going to say, when you do a city in the mainland in America.
The mainland?
No, like not Alaska, not Hawaii.
Yeah.
So say you do Denver.
Okay.
People can drive 4 hours in every direction to come.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, if you're selling out in Puerto Rico, that's an island. There's only so many people that live there. But then I'm like,
well, 2 million of them went to that concert, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to hit half the population.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, people can fly in.
Yeah. And they do.
And they do.
They do fly in. Because, I mean, if you think about it, too, a lot of people, like even our producer, has family in Puerto Rico. And he did multiple venues in Puerto Rico. The whole island only takes, like, 3 hours to drive across.
Yeah. Well, I would say if you're going to see Bad Bunny, you have to. You're going to want to go see him in Puerto Rico.
Exactly, yeah. It's like his home city show.
They did. The WWE just did a show in Puerto Rico.
It's phenomenal.
That was the best crowd I've ever seen. No, it is.
Yeah.
The best. Because in professional wrestling, the crowd can be like a character.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the best crowd I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our producer has told us before that professional wrestling is huge in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Like, it has a big fan base.
Yeah, they got to do at least a show a year, maybe mm-hmm. 2 shows a year in Puerto Rico. It's 2 million people.
Yeah.
Like, they'll sell it out. Mm. This, coming up in a couple weeks, they're doing...
it's like a large city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing a show in Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
And those always sell out, but the crowds there are kind of duds.
Yeah.
Because they're just not wild people.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? They're crazy. They'll fly planes into a building.
But oh my God.
Okay.
They won't cheer for
anything.
They just don't. I don't know. They're very reserved people.
Do you think it's like a cultural thing?
I do.
Well, because, like, I mean, think about, is there even cities that have, like, better crowds?
Yes.
Okay. And so,
Chicago has the best, and it's not just because I'm from Chicago. Yeah. Chicago has the best crowds. Toronto has the best North American crowds by far.
So do you think it's like, the culture of the city, the culture of the people that come, the culture of, like...
Well, the first 3 rows are the dudes in the robes and gowns and stuff. Rich people don't lose their minds.
That's true, they don't.
Rich people don't...
That's true.
You want people to go wild, whatever the equivalent of a hillbilly is who was at that show in Puerto Rico.
That's true.
Those were awesome people, there to have a good time, not afraid to make a fool of themselves, get rowdy...
That's true.
They
That's
got
true.
Rowdy.
That's
they
true.
Were screaming. They were counting.
They were counting?
Well, the pinfalls.
Yeah.
And, it's 1, 2, 3, uno, dos, They really did. And they got crazy. And so the Saudi Arabian crowds are usually a little more reserved.
1,
like
2.
Like the oil reserves.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think that Puerto Rico just has a culture of, like, being loud, though. So I think that helps.
Mm-hmm. And it was, they were positive.
Yeah.
And joyous. And I was like, yeah.
Happy to be there.
Whatever the opposite of Philadelphia is. is what the San Juan, Puerto Rico crowd was. And then they would do aerial shots of the city. And I know it's mostly the resorts, because it's the same with Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, oh, wow, Clearwater, Florida looks beautiful on its resorts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But San Juan, they showed, and it was...
Yeah. It's a gorgeous city. When we went, I loved it. Our producer wouldn't let me explore. His family the whole time was worried that I'd fall off a mountain.
Yeah, you might.
I would not.
She would.
It looked like the good real estate in San Juan, like Miami, like Clearwater,
yeah,
is the coastline, but it's resorts or well, giant condos.
No,
and stuff
it's
like
not
that.
Resorts. It's all the it's the what's it called? Hmm? Like on the big part of San Juan, everybody shows.
No, these were the border islands, like the little strips of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like how Cocoa Beach is.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, and it was all resorts right on the beach. And
yeah, that makes sense.
Border, I don't know. What were they called? What are those called?
I don't know.
Border islands, protector islands, key islands.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
So what's the cultural significance now of Bad Bunny? Break it down from, give me, like, the age range of people, the taste of music, the people. Like, what does he transcends what?
So, I would say the age range, I would say probably goes from 15 to 30.
I would say
40. Well, Puerto Rican.
Well, the producer's dad likes him a lot. And
that's true.
He's not
that's
the
true.
Oldest fan.
That's and, true. So I guess we can kind of even span it a little
friends.
Further. Your parents' friends. I guess we can span it even further, say 15
but like
to 40.
Like him?
Yeah, teenagers
okay.
love
yeah.
him. He is very popular with everybody, and he's in his 20s, so he kind of appeals
Ooh,
to people
okay.
that are younger and older.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he's
mid-20s is about the... Mid-20s is about when you get your most credibility as a musician.
Yeah,
artist.
He's about 24 right now, 25, okay. something like that. But yeah, he's...
That can't be.
He can't be 24, 25?
No. He's 17 years old when he's coming out with his first
yes,
couple.
Yes, he was. Let me do an age check really quick. He's 28.
That's not...
Okay,
insane.
I was off. I admit it.
I was off by half a decade.
I
Leave
was
me
not
alone.
Off 29. By half a decade. 29. Mine said 28! 29. Oh my god. I was not off by half a decade.
What is half a decade?
I don't know. 5 years?
What's 29 minus 24?
I don't appreciate this. Nonetheless, okay. I think he was like 18 when he first started releasing music.
You gotta count backwards. You gotta count backwards better than this.
2016.
No, that was when his first album came
2018
out.
2018 was his first album.
Oh.
2016 is where.
So let's go back 7 years. 29 minus 7, about 14, 13 years old. He's in kindergarten when he was, like, he was rapping in kindergarten.
I am really bad at math. Okay. All right. So, whatever. He's 29. I was off. So, he's going into his 30s, but he still appeals to a younger audience. I mean, I thought he was 25 this whole time, so. But, no, a lot of people really like him. He's extremely popular. His music is started out more like rap based.
Okay.
But as he's progressed as an artist, it has grown a lot. And he has a lot of music that's more traditional to like Spanish speaking countries with like Spanish influence, like reggaeton. But it also has more modern, or I guess I should say modern, it has more like influence from artists that you would see in the States. And so he also kind of. And the producer can tell me if I'm wrong here. A lot of Spanish music before Bad Bunny started making an influence, it just kind of like the lyrics didn't really make sense. It was focused more on the beat and like the aspect of how the music made you feel. Bad Bunny kind of introduced that like lyrical sense to it. And more the Caribbean. Not like Latin America, not like Mexico, because lyrics have always been very important there. But like the traditional like reggaeton, is very much like the lyrics tell a story.
It's more like they were waves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he found a big wave and wrote it, and it's still writing it. Does that make sense?
No.
So he does surf music. He's riding the wave.
No, I was.
He meant he was riding the wave of influence.
I got you.
Yeah. He kept the trend going. Okay. He kept the trend going.
What's next? Have we even seen anything like this? This is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That right now.
Yeah.
Well, he like, as far as selling out a football stadium in the same city multiple times.
Yeah.
This is Michael Jackson level.
Yeah.
What's next? What, like, how do you go further than that?
Well, he's going to do a movie soon.
Yeah, he's transcending into being an actor.
There you go. Well, he was in a couple, right?
He's in Bullet Train.
I think that was
his first movie premiere, but he will be in Marvel soon.
So he's been in a movie?
Yeah, he's been in Bullet Train.
Do you know what that means?
What?
If he's been in a movie, we can connect. Bad Bunny to Family by Law's star, Brian Aldridge.
Mm-hmm.
In probably less than 7 steps.
I think it's 6.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. So yeah, 6,
yeah,
6 steps.
Yeah.
Let's make the chain. Let's see what we can do.
See what we can get.
So what do we got? Let's meet you.
Let's start what's the guy? TJ Miller?
No, let's go through the office.
Through the office?
So we'll start with Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson.
Who I lived with for a week. If you guys don't know, I've lived with Craig Robinson. I've been in a car with Lil Rel and Nikki Glaser. I've opened for Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Damon Wayans, and Damon Wayans Jr. Jackie Mason. That's a throwback. He's probably dead.
Who is Jackie Mason?
This was when I first started stand-up comedy. He was on his way out. Like,
he was doing his farewell tour. He's really old.
He was famous as heck, though, back in the day.
Mm.
Let's see.
Craig Robinson.
I got a short way there. Oh, let's go a long way there.
Okay.
I got a real short way there.
Well, I was gonna say Craig Robinson played a pretty prominent character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you can get to Andy Samberg.
Alright.
Who's the main guy. Andy Samberg.
Craig Robinson was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
He plays the car thief.
Oh. So he's in one episode?
No, he's a reoccurring.
He's always a car thief?
Yeah, he's reoccurring.
He's like his,
he's like his arch nemesis.
Okay.
Well, like also his friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's take you to... I don't know who to take you from.
I can start. I know a quick one.
Okay, go yours.
Lil Rel.
Lil Rel.
Well, I was in a car with Lil Rel. We did shows, and we did University of Iowa. He was in Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ryan Reynolds was in The Bullet Train.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
With Bad Bunny. So we're there quick, but we can find Carlina's way there, too.
I don't know anyone's name. Anyone.
Try Chippendale. Does Chippendale have any
the movie Chippendale?
Yeah.
I don't know what Chippendale is.
I'm going to let you off the hook.
Please let me let off the hook.
Let's get into our hobbies, Carlina.
Okay.
I was going to say let's get into some issues.
Okay.
Like, what do you think about kids sitting on... drag queen's laps at the library. You for it? You against? We'll keep it lighter than that.
What is wrong with
you? We keep it lighter than that here
on
Family by Law with Brian Aldridge.
Mm-hmm.
I have hobbies.
You do?
I know stand-up comedy is my career. I enjoy that. I enjoy sports.
Mm-hmm.
Football I like to watch. Wrestling. I like watching things. I'm not as outdoorsy maybe as... you know, I probably should be. I just don't enjoy the outdoors. I once in a while play video games. Probably been 2 months since I played a video game, and before that it was like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess video games aren't a hobby of mine, but I have some hobbies.
You have some hobbies?
Now, my hobby used to be stand-up comedy.
Okay.
And then I turned it into passion, and then I turned it into a career.
Yes.
A little bird told me that right now, Carlina MK Photography.
On Instagram.
Instagram is now a hobby of you're in the hobby stage.
I am in the hobby stage.
Okay.
The tax would not count it as a career.
How's it going now?
It's going good. We're getting there. We're getting there.
What is your, vision? What do you want to do? Like, what do you want, not on the business end.
Yeah.
What kind of pictures do you want to put out?
I like capturing moments and people and, like, the feelings that they have and making, like, memories that they can look at and genuinely look back and enjoy.
Okay. So you're, like, I have a friend who is super successful. He'll photograph buildings, bridges.
Yeah.
Still things. And it's from a different point of view.
Yeah.
It's like, two people could take a picture of that building, and his is just going to look better and different. So you're going to focus on people, you think?
I think I'm going to focus on people. I like capturing people in, like, their essence and their aura and their charm and, like, what makes them unique, what makes them special, what captures them in, like, a photo.
I had a guy when I sat for my first headshot when I was 23 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was so excited. He's like, I'm going to bring your personality out. And then what he printed was
no personality.
The headshot.
Oh.
With me smiling with both hands out like
yeah,
this.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a little razz for that, so.
A little razz. You did look like a 50s sitcom
But that's
character.
What I was going to add. Like, are you, so you want to catch someone's, whatever, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you do, you just like have, but do you do, are you going to do pose pictures too? Like.
Yeah, down the road I will, but I like to pose people as they go. But I do mostly, like, outdoor or at their house or things of that matter where it's a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more familiar.
Okay.
And then do some where it is posed and some where they're just existing.
All
right. Yeah.
Now, I'm not asking it, like, from a business plan perspective. From the art. The art end of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your, like, plan of attack in progression and things like that? Like, you're like, oh, I would like to see myself here in a year, there in a year. Like, I'll give you an example. When I first started stand-up comedy, I was never like, hey, I want to make this much money doing
something. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to have 15 minutes of material. I always focused on the art end.
Yeah.
So what do you want to see? Like, you look at pictures you take today.
Yes.
And you look at pictures you're going to take 7 months from now.
Yes.
What difference do you want to see in those?
I definitely want to see more confidence in my editing skills, and I definitely want to see more ability to use it to the best of its capabilities.
Okay.
I definitely also want to focus on gaining more experience, gaining more practice, so that I'm able to perfect those little tiny things that people might not see but kind of bother me when I notice them. And I want to just really make sure that I'm able to have the gear that allows me to get the exact shot that I have in my mind.
Okay. And then just slight improvement every time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now our podcast is in, we have audience in members in 13 different countries.
13 of them.
Now, a lot of them won't be able to come see me live, but maybe they'll hop on the internet and they'll go on Aldridge, at Aldridge Comedy on Instagram.
Yeah.
I got a video with 1.8 million views.
Yeah.
If another 5 million people viewed it, it would have 6.8 million views.
That's true.
Where's the best place to find your pictures?
It would be on Instagram. At CarlinaMK.Instagram.
What?
Photography on Instagram.
Right. I may have asked you this last week.
I messed that up.
It's CarlinaMK.
CarlinaMK. Photography.
CarlinaMK.
Photography.
I may have asked you this before, but let's just recap what we did here. We talked Bad Bunny.
Talked Bad Bunny. Talked wrestling.
We talked a little internet. We talked about core memory.
Mm-hmm.
Your passions.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, we're down the road, who knows, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. You're making a living doing photography. You're one of the best in Tampa.
In Tampa.
What from your heart do you tell someone who's thinking about but maybe is afraid to chase their dream?
I think I would tell them to